Hello and welcome to the Munro Method Clancast. I am Jason Munro and this is episode 62. Now, today we are going to talk about something that could be keeping you stuck. It's in the title. And why I think that you need to stop calling your weight loss journey a weight loss journey. So I said embracing a new perspective because I want you to try and think of this differently. One of my biggest challenges is helping people, helping them be able to see the mistakes of the past. And it's things that you would never even think of. So for example, calling weight loss a weight loss journey for some people could be the very reason why they yo-yo diet. Thinking of your weight as something you need to do, as a thing you need to do something about through dieting, could be the thing keeping you stuck, right? It's one of these things where there are things that you can do right in the very beginning that mean you are going to fail before you've even got started. And this is one of those things. Now, once upon a time, I didn't always think like this, but once upon a time, I used to call it a weight loss journey. I used to think of it as a weight loss journey. I, myself, in 2016, when I first started out, I thought I was on a weight loss journey at the time. But now that I am much older and a little wiser, I realise that that outlook, that language, that mindset was one of the things that kept my weight stuck for so many years. Because if we're going to call something a journey has to have a destination, an end point. And when we're talking about our weight, what's the end point of a weight loss journey? The end point is once you see that number on the scale, once you reach the end of that journey, once you've reached the weight, the dress size, the measurements, whatever it is that you want to be. And the important thing then is what comes next? What comes after that? So when people come to work with me, they come to me thinking that they are just going to work with me to lose some weight. And that's fine. I don't mind it if that's what they think in the beginning. But by the end of the process, I need to have given them a completely different outlook. Otherwise, it will not be the last time that they lose weight and I will fail to follow through on the thing that I am trying to achieve with each person. Yeah, they'll come to me and they'll think they're on a weight loss journey. Absolutely fine. Now, the way I like to think of it is when people come to work with me, they are version 1.0 of themselves. And by the end of their time with me, I need to make sure they are version 2.0 of themselves. And because version 1.0, that's the reason that they gained weight in the first place. Version 1.0 is the version they were when they were gaining weight. If I somehow manage to help them reach the weight they want to be, and they are still version 1.0 of themselves, they will then go on and start to regain the weight that they lost. I like to use the financial example, right? So think of it this way. Imagine someone is a fucking nightmare with money. Absolute nightmare. They spend more than they make. You know, they get paid, they come out their overdraft, within a week they're back in it again. They use credit cards, they have store cards, they have catalogues, they bounce from credit card to credit card, then they take out a loan to pay the cards off, then they start racking the cards up again. A fucking nightmare with money. Now imagine a relative of that person wins the lottery. They know about this person's spending habits and financial troubles, and that aunt, uncle, granny, whatever, steps in and says, "Look, tell me how bad it is. Give me a number. I'm going to help you clear your feet." And they say, "Right, I need £50,000. Okay, here is a check for £50,000. There's another £5,000 on top to give you a bit of a buffer. There you go. I've saved your life. Go on and be happy." Amazing. So they take the check, they pay everything off, they've got that extra £5,000. What do you think happens next? Now think about that version 1.0 situation. That person is still version 1.0 of themselves. They have not changed. Absolutely nothing has changed. The only thing that has changed is their situation. The outcome of who they are, someone has changed that for them. So they are still version 1.0, only with a bit more breathing room and freedom. What do you think is going to immediately happen with that person? They are still the same person. Their spending habits are still the same. They're still a fucking nightmare with money, only right now, they're not in a massive amount of debt anymore. That person will immediately start to get back into debt again. Once that $5,000 extra runs out, it's back to the credit cards, back to the store cards, back to the loans, back to the $50,000 of debt. And this is why people yo-yo diet, because they do things to lose weight. They don't change anything about themselves. They don't change who they are. They don't identify and address the underlying reasons behind why they gained weight in the first place. They just reached a weight they didn't want to be, looked for a diet, followed a set list of rules that temporarily replaced the things they normally do. It helped them lose weight. Then, because they're on a weight loss journey, once they saw the number on the scale, the journey was over. And then they went back to the start. They started to gain weight again because they came out the other side of the process still version 1.0. A lighter version, but still version 1.0. If I could wave a magic wand for each and every one of you right now and take your weight, your body, whatever it is you want to change, to exactly where you wanted it to be, you would not be physically or mentally capable of looking after that body. You would not know what it takes to stay at that size. You would not know what it takes to live at that weight. You would still eat the same. You would still drink the same. You would still think the same. You would still feel the same. You would still have the same language, thoughts, beliefs, perceptions, behaviors, everything of the person you were before. So what would you do to that body? You would immediately start to take it back to the weight that you were. If I take someone who is very overweight and someone who is of a healthy weight, whatever a healthy weight might be for a person, and we swapped your brains over, what would happen? The person who maintains a healthy weight would start to bring down the weight of the overweight body, and the mind of the person who was overweight and has all the things that go along with maintaining that body size would start to increase the size of the smaller body. Now, the reason I'm hammering this so hard is I want to really get the point across that everything comes down to what goes on in your head. You know, your weight does not just get to where it is by itself. It is, and it's not just as simple as eating too much. It is a complex equation of various different things that all come together to make you who you are and take your weight where it is. Your weight is not a reflection of you as a person. It's not a reflection of your personality. It's not your worth. It is the outcome of some form of excess. And you're also not intentionally trying to gain weight. It is happening as a result of various different things, all working together to take it where it is. It could be you might have a terrible relationship with food. You might hold on to the beliefs that there are such things as good and bad foods. You might believe that enjoyment equals thousands of calories. Your idea of enjoying yourself, quote unquote, might be overeating and drinking to excess, and only to realize that when you wake up the next day, you feel terrible and you didn't really enjoy yourself because now you've ruined the memory of the thing. Anyway, the point is, the weight loss journey thing, the idea that you think you are going on a weight loss journey, it could be the very thing that is keeping you stuck in this never-ending cycle, because you do the journey, you get to the weight, you've changed nothing about yourself other than the amount of body fat you're carrying. You are still the same person you were. All you did was follow a set list of rules for a little while. So this has nothing to do with focus or motivation or wanting it enough, or not knowing how to maintain your weight or anything like that. And it's everything to do with your intention behind what you are doing. So in the very beginning, like, most people do not set out with the goal of losing weight and maintaining it for life. Because, especially with you guys, because most of you are going to be long-term yo-yo dieters. You have many false, a way that it normally goes is people will try to lose weight and they'll have lots of false starts, right? And they'll believe it's a motivation problem, a lack of willpower, a lack of focus, a lack of fucking whatever. And they can't get started. So let's say someone has 10 false starts. And on the 11th attempt, the stars align. And for some reason, they manage to get through a few months. Because they've made it a few months and lost some weight, that's enough to keep them motivated to keep going. And it people then don't care how it's happening. They don't care about what happens at the end. They don't care about the maintenance part. They're just happy that they've not had another false start and that they're managing to keep going week after week and that the scales are coming down, and they think that's great. They don't want to think about what comes next. They just want to get the scales down to where it is. But that's the mistake, right? Because if you ignore the important things, like if you're living in the moment and you're just happy with it and you carry on as you are and you get to the weight you want to be, you think that's great, you think it's an achievement. But then when it comes to not doing the weight loss things anymore, so you had a great routine, you had a great pattern that was keeping you motivated and whatever else, right? The stars were aligning, you were able to continue consistently, and then you reached that number. And now you're presented with a drama because you can't keep doing all the things you were doing to lose weight and have it lead to you maintaining your weight. It doesn't work like that. If you keep doing weight loss things, you're going to keep losing weight until there's nothing left. And if you haven't learned how to maintain your weight throughout the process, if you haven't learned what it takes to maintain a smaller body, then you're not going to know how to take care of it. So, bringing this back to the topic, calling it a weight loss journey could be the very thing keeping you stuck. What I think you should do instead is you need to think of it as a journey of self-improvement, because your weight is a part of your health. It's not your whole health. It's a part of it. An important part because it plays a large role in your quality of life, your risk of various negative health outcomes and countless other things, but it is not your whole health. And someone can be of a healthy weight but be exceptionally unhealthy because of various other habits they have. Someone can be moderately overweight but be super healthy because they exercise and do, you know, their diet's great and various other things. They're just carrying a higher level of body fat. Your weight is not an indicator of how healthy you are, but it plays a part in your whole, your overall health. If you think of it as a journey of self-improvement, and if you think of your weight as only being a part of your health, so your weight, your health is something you will look after and protect and take care of for your whole life. It's not some short-term thing. It doesn't have an end point. It doesn't have a destination. It's this continual thing that you constantly take care of for various reasons. When you start to compartmentalize your weight and treat that differently, that's when things become short-term. That's when things become temporary. So back in 2016, when I decided I wanted to lose weight and be a better parent and set a good example for my son at the time and blah, 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 I did that because it was a weight loss journey. But then I realized that I had a bunch of other shit going on that I needed to fix. That's why I took myself to therapy. In 2020-2021, took myself to therapy, worked through those issues, worked through stress, worked through anxiety. 2022, I realized that alcohol was having a significant negative impact on my whole health, so I removed that from the equation. That helped a bunch of other things. And I will continue like that. I will continue to add and remove things that are either improving or taking away from my life, so that the next, you know, I'm 38 now, I want the next, hopefully, 40 years of my life to go better than the last almost 40 years of my life, because I'm constantly improving it versus fucking around focusing on just my weight. Imagine that. Imagine for the next 40 years, the only part of your health that you take care of is the number on the scale. You neglect your mental health, you regret neglect your physical health, your social health, your financial health, because your health is not just the weight that you are. It's everything. And imagine neglecting all of that and investing all of your time, money, energy, effort, mental health, into fucking around with a number on a scale. It's ridiculous. But it takes a long time to get to that point. It takes a long time to realize that. To realize that there is so much more to your health than your weight. But we become fixated on the weight part. You know, rather than having a broad view of our health and taking care of everything, we get tunnel vision and we just zoom in on this one thing. And it's just, I need to make my weight this number. And you end up doing it repeatedly, year after year. Paying the same money to the same companies, to go to the same groups, to do the same thing that you did last year. Rinse and repeat times 10, 20, 30, 50 plus years. What a waste of a life. I was not someone who dieted for a long, long time. I only really became aware of my weight when I got to like 19, 20. And then I did something about it for the last time when I was 29. So I was very lucky that I only had like 10 years of pissing around with my weight behind me. I have worked with people in their 20s who have their whole life ahead of them, and I love that because I can help them avoid the mistakes that many make. Equally, I've worked with people in their late 60s who had 50 plus years of yo-yo dieting behind them. It doesn't matter where you are, where you're at in life. You know, it took me until the age of 37 to realize that alcohol was doing more harm than good. It doesn't matter when that happens. All that matters is it happens and you can enjoy the rest of the years that come after without that thing hampering them. And it's the same with your weight. Once you finally have the realization that your weight is not this thing that you need to change, it's a part of your health and it's you that needs to change so that your weight stops going to a place that you don't want it to be, where it's constantly on your mind, it's impacting your social life, it's impacting your family life, you're deleting pictures at the end of the day from your phone after a family day out because you don't like how you look in them. It's the low quality of life, the being out of breath as you try to climb the stairs, struggling to get in and out the bath, not being able to bend down to tie your shoelaces, like all these things that impact your daily quality of life that play on your mind. You know, sitting down in a chair and feeling your stomach, being aware of it, your waistband cutting in or folds folding over, and all these things where that make you think about your body and how uncomfortable you feel or unhappy you are or whatever. You could spend the next 30 years feeling like that, getting some temporary relief from it as you go on your 3 to 6 months of dieting every year, but only for it to come back again. Or you can start to view things differently and treat things differently. And number one, you stop calling it a weight loss journey. You call it a journey of self-improvement, of which your weight will be one part of it. So like the way I view it now is, I am on this kind of long-term journey of self-improvement where I'm looking after my health. 2016, I did the things that helped me lose weight for the last time. That my weight got taken care of back in 2016. It's not something I have to think about anymore. Then I moved on to the next thing, my mental health. Went to therapy, got help with that. Finally understood my triggers for stress and anxiety and depression and worked on those things. Then in 2022 was a big year because I walked the West Highland Way, I put myself through big challenges, I learned meditation through a meditation course, became friends with a meditation teacher, discovered the sober community, realized that alcohol, like I said, was having a negative impact, and then I removed that from my world. So, you know, I spent 10 years pissing around with my weight, focusing only on my weight, thinking my weight was going to be the solution to everything, only to find that once I lost the weight and didn't put it back on again, I still had all these other problems. You know, we like to think that a number on a scale will solve everything. It doesn't. In the same way that we like to think money will help us solve everything, it won't. You'll still be the same miserable, depressed, anxious person who spends too much time on their phone scrolling social media and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah. Stop calling it a weight loss journey. It's not helping you. It's keeping you stuck. It is a journey, a long-term journey of self-improvement that you will be on for your whole life. And your weight should be one small but significant part of that. where you can bring it down to a healthy level so that you can enjoy a great quality of life, so you can get rid of all those horrible things that you feel when you think about your weight. And once you've done it, you can move on to the next thing. But people can't move on to the next thing because they keep going back to things like Slimming World and Weight Watchers and the one-to-one diet and Herbalife and Juice Plus and all the shit in between, Exante, etc. They keep going back to things that keep them stuck, which means their weight is this constant feature in their life. So, enough of my waffle today. It's nice to dump these thoughts. Thank you for listening. Hopefully the sound quality on this has been better. I recorded the last episode, then listened to it back, and it was doing this weird fading in and out thing. I realised my microphone settings had changed. Hopefully they've been much better this time when I go back to review it. But that is enough from me today. I will see you next time.